Earlier this week in Phoenix, the 10th annual Ag Issues Forum was held, sponsored by Bayer Crop Science. One of the sessions was about the transparency effect, how consumer demands affect the ag supply chain, focusing specifically on livestock agriculture. Panelists included Dr. Jennifer Walker, veterinarian with the Dean Foods Organization, talking dairy, Dan Probert, who is a natural beef producer, owner of Probert Ranch in the Pacific Northwest, and then there was John Butler, chief executive officer of the Beef Marketing Group, a cooperative of some 19 different cattle operations in Kansas and Nebraska, and in many cases, they are producing natural beef out of their operation. They try to meet the various specifications demanded by customers. After all panelists have made their presentation, Frank Cesno, the moderator of the overall event, dialogued with the panelists and invited questions from the audience. One of the things that Mr. Cesno brought up as he talked about various hot-button issues of the day that would relate back to the transparency topic of the panel, he mentioned Chipotle. At that point, John Butler stepped up and offered his thoughts about the Mexican restaurant chain, and he called them dangerous.
Okay, so Chipotle, for me, for us, is a bit dangerous.
Dangerous?
Here's why. I think we heard from an ex-congressman last night that the danger we face, all of us in agriculture, is one of the dangers is that the target keeps moving, right? So Chipotle has we understand that they have a specific product with specific attributes that they market to a consumer. But we talked about this morning at breakfast. But when supply gets short, they change the specifications. They said, well, for a minute here, we're not going to have these all in line here because we're running short and we don't want to run short. Well, what does that tell the consumer? What does that tell the consumer? I'm not critical of the attribute that they're promoting. I'm critical of the fact that they don't stay true to their mission, that it goes back and forth. So that is a challenge. That is a challenge that we have, and sometimes we as an industry sort of put our head under the sand and won't say these kinds of things and call them out.
And you're on the defensive.
And say, look, wait a minute, that's right. If he's going to make an all-natural product and it's going to be produced and told to the consumer, then let's make sure that the consumer is getting that expectation, period. We can't be making it gray, because then we're going to lose credibility in our overall product, in the overall product. The other piece about Chipotle, and I'm probably going to get in trouble for this, they tend to position it where it is better than. Okay, so this beef is better than this beef, and from a nutritional standpoint, that just is not true. That is just not true.
How do you argue that? I mean, it just sounds so wonderful that it's going to be this free and that free and cage free. What's not to love about that?
It's a difficult communication.
So what do you say?
You're exactly right. I say it's not true. I try to go to the science-based approach where we are talking to nutritionists that understand the nutrient-dense components of beef, for example. And they could say, okay, this beef, you can go ahead and test it. And you could test it for nutrient attributes, and they are the same.
At that point, Frank Cesno moved on to other topics. Of course, the dialogue that Mr. Cesno had with John Butler, the Beef Marketing Group at the Ag Issues Forum this week in Phoenix, just ahead of Commodity Classic 2015. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.